one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Common, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. We have two major stories to cover tonight. In just a couple of moments, we'll be joined by the legendary Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. He will tell us all about the return of the Rochester Lancers as outdoor men's and women's teams. It was announced this past Saturday on Sam's radio show. We'll talk more about that with Sam tonight. Great to see the Lancers coming back in the 50th anniversary of the founding of the first playing of matches for the Lancers, which was in 1967. We'll talk to Sam in just a moment. And we'll also have full coverage of the announcement today of the joint bid for the 2026 World Cup by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It was held today at One World Trade Center in New York City. Michael Lewis was there. We literally interviewed him as he was getting on the train going home from the press conference. We taped that earlier this afternoon. We'll have that tonight. We'll also hear the Canadian point of view from Dick Howard. Certainly a big day for Canada, hosting the Men's World Cup potentially in 2026. And it won't just be a token representation. It's supposed to be at least 10 matches held in Canada, hopefully some of those in Toronto so we can drive up from Rochester to see them. We'll also preview the UEFA quarterfinals in the Champions League kicking off this week. And our Rhinos guest is the new Director of Digital Media and Communication, Blaise Bourgeois. We'll talk about what's going on at the stadium, the promotions that are coming up for the home matches. The first home match is against New York Red Bulls 2 next Saturday at 6:05 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Battle of the last two USL regular season and playoff champions. Should be a great matchup. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. We wish all the best to our good friend and host Joe Sirianni, still under the weather, so we hopefully have Joe with us on next week's show. But right now, let's bring in our first guest. He has certainly set the soccer world in Rochester on fire with his big announcement on Saturday about the return of the Lancers. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo joins us. Sam, appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, 28 locations in the Rochester area, one phone number, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Of course, with Good Friday coming up, you only have one full meal if you're like me. So the best place to go is Salvatore's. You can get fish, you can get shrimp, and of course, one of my favorites is the Linda De Veggie Pizza with whole grain crust. You can't go wrong with that. Salvatore's.com. Get your orders in early. Sam, thank you for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Well, you've certainly had, but you were going crazy on Saturday. I tell you, you can see the passion, the fire, talking about how we lost the indoor Lancers a few years ago, and then this past year we lost the Western New York Flash. But knowing you, you don't just sit around. You do something about it, and this just happened within a blink of an eye. This year, the return of the outdoor Lancers, men's and women's. So tell us about how it all came about.
Well, you know, the company you mentioned, Salvatore's Pizza, the company I work for, we sponsored the River Dogs, and the River Dog guys came to me at the end of their season and said, you know, can you do a bigger sponsorship, rah, 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 and I told them I'd let them know. And so we started talking, and then I suggested they hire Doug Miller as their coach because their coach decided to leave to go to the new Syracuse team, and then it kind of started coming around. So Doug came to me and said, hey, can we make this the Lancers? They said they approached you before about making the River Dogs the Lancers and maybe find a different venue that's closer to Rochester. So that's how that one happened, and it happened probably in a two-week process that, you know, Doug met with them. They decided to change the name to Lancers. I gave him the permission to use the name and logo, and I'm going to be one of the title sponsors. So that's how the River Dogs happened. The women's team, Andrew, it happened in no exaggeration, maybe 3 days. The league approached me. I guess the people at Salins had said to the league, hey, you know, you should talk to this guy. He could probably do a team. You know, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have a travel partner. And the league guy says, hey, you think you could pull it off with this short notice? And we had just met with Aquinas. And Aquinas assured us that they had about 8 dates that would work. I basically told the commissioner of the women's league, hey, if you guys could make, you know, these dates work for us, I can make it happen. They made it work in, you know, three days, maybe 4 days. We pulled off the announcement Saturday, which I was extremely excited about, and I think it's going to help build awareness to soccer, which will help the Rhinos and help, you know, soccer in general in this community.
And the leagues that the teams are going to be playing in, the men be playing in the NPSL. It's the fourth division of U.S. soccer, same league as FC Buffalo. Also, Cosmos B is in this league. The women will be playing in the United Women's Soccer League, which will have a team called the Western New York Flash in it, based in Buffalo this time around. And again, most of these teams will be within driving distance, number of teams in New York City, but all teams that if you wanted to go see road matches, Sam, you could go see those road matches.
Definitely. I mean, you know, the women's team is a little tougher because the four games are, you know, in the New York, New Jersey area, Long Island. So that's a little bit of a hike. The men's team, most of the games are back and forth one day with, you know, Buffalo and Erie and, you know, teams closer by. But, I just think this is great where, you know, I've said it before. I've said it for years, Andrew. There's a lot of local players playing soccer in America, but they usually don't play for their local teams. Here's an opportunity for local guys in this community to play for their local teams and women, and you never know who's watching. You know, we plan to have all the games on YouTube. We plan to hopefully have a great announced team so the games will feel like, you know, first division-type soccer on TV where you never know who's watching. Is it Bob Lilly? Is it a member of an indoor coach or GM from an indoor team? Is it the women's national team coaches, the NWSL watching? You know, that's our goal, to try to bring awareness and get exposure for these young kids.
And the women's, we'll talk about the women here first, because it's always ladies first. So these are ladies who will be playing, and they're usually Division One college players, potentially Division Two or Three, but they're all amateurs. They're playing during the off season of their colleges. And the head coach is going to be Lauren Inglese, who is the assistant coach at MCC. The head coach at MCC is going to be the associate head coach, Sal Galvano. Interesting little juxtaposition there, Sam. We got the associate, the MCC assistant is the head coach, and the head coach is the associate coach.
Well, I think Sal's kind of like the head coach, and Lauren is kind of like, you know, they're working together. Lauren's more of the GM. But they're going to work together on this. I mean, it's new. It happened so quick, so I think Sal didn't feel comfortable just pulling this off alone. So Lauren jumped in, and Lauren's been doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, trying to, you know, find things, you know, getting the players in, getting the uniforms, getting, you know, a place for the players that are coming in from Division I schools to stay, and things that we need to do, obviously, to kind of make this happen. So I'm so excited about those two guys, man. They work really hard, and they believe, live, eat, and breathe it. And then on the men's side, you got Doug Miller, the living legend, Mark Mandel, and Nikki, the captain. Those guys just live, eat, and breathe this thing. They did it with the River Dogs for years, and I think this is going to be fantastic.
And you got two players that are certainly well-known to Rochester soccer fans on the men's side who were the first two signings. Tell us about those two guys.
Well, I mean, Jake the Snake Schindler, we haven't officially announced Jake, but he has signed a contract with us, and he will be playing for us. Jake played for the Lancers, played for the Silver Knights, and there's no, you know, if Jake didn't have the job that he has in his real life, he could easily be an MLS player. I mean, he is that good, that talented. So we are fortunate to get Jake. And Antonio Manfitt, Antonio plays for the Syracuse Silver Knights. He's a member of the U.S. football national team, U.S. indoor national team. He is a mini Carlos Minitieri, a modern-day Carlos Minitieri, a modern-day Doug Miller. Super, super quick on the ball. Great, you know, instincts of where to put the ball. Great shot. And he is just so exciting to watch. I think the fans are going to really love both those players. And a lot of big surprises coming up in the next couple weeks as some of the players are signing. And people just want to play for us. They love the culture. And Doug's trying to lay a foundation to bring back indoor soccer, and that's kind of what he's saying to you guys. Hey, you play for the summer team, and you show your commitment, and you show you're willing to play for the love of the game, and we're going to make sure that, you know, we could get you a spot in this indoor roster that, you know, is exploding right now. So it could be three Lancer properties within the next month announced here in the Swatch, New York area.
That would be something. That's something special, Sam. And by the way, Antonio Manfitt last year played for AFC Cleveland, who were the NPSL champions, and he scored the game-winning goal in the finals. So it was a real coup to get him to play for the Lancers. It gives us immediate credibility in the NPSL. So, Sam, you mentioned about Aquinas. That's the other big news out of this, that the games are going to be played at the Wegmans Sports Complex at Aquinas, harkening back to the days when the Lancers played at Aquinas Stadium in the North American Soccer League.
A little flashback there, Andrew. You're right. The original Lancers started playing at Aquinas, and we got lucky there. And it all kind of, again, happened by accident. You know, my grandson goes to Aquinas. I'm dropping off one morning. This whole River Dog thing started happening. We were trying to get a different venue that didn't work out. And, you know, I called Doug Miller, and he knew Anthony Bianchi, and the rest is history. And Anthony Bianchi, in his, one of his comments and one of the press releases, said something to the effect that, you know, he has found memories of his dad and him going to Lancer games as a kid. So it's kind of things that you and I talked about before, and you know, Joe Giuliano, and like the history of guys that kind of grew up loving soccer. We all fell in love with it, with the original Lancers at Aquinas Stadium. So it kind of all came together. It is an amazing facility. Amazing. I mean, first class all the way around, from the locker rooms for the players, the concessions for the fans, the restrooms, to the parking situation. You know, it's not huge. We could fit 3,000 fans comfortably, and if we end up having a big exhibition, we need to get in bleachers, we could. But I would be content with, you know, 1,000 or, you know, a couple thousand fans a game to support us. It'd be awesome.
So, Sam, tell us about how people can get tickets for the men's and women's Lancers.
Our Lancers.com right now. May 1st, we're going to have an official announcement on a place where you can purchase your tickets. Real easy if you're driving around town. But if you want to get them online, ourlancers.com, there's a limited amount of season tickets. They're only $100. Includes the men's and women's. Includes VIP parking right near the entrance. Includes two team functions. But the VIP season tickets are, you know, believe it or not, Andrew, you know, there's not a sales pitch here, but we sold like 60 of them just after the show on Saturday with your help. I'm really excited about that. So kids will always be free at all the Lancer games like the original Lancers were, and active military members will be free for every single Lancer game like we did with the indoor Lancers. So we're trying to make this family-friendly. Our sponsors are going to be covering our budget, hopefully, and we're just trying to just hopefully get some exposure for these young players that maybe end up on the Rhinos or an MLS team or our national team someday.
And I know, Sam, you want to work with the Rhinos, and this is not a way to – you're not trying to compete against them. This is you know, this is fourth division. This is amateur soccer, semi-pro potentially, but it's at the same level, obviously, as the USL. We want to make Soccer Town USA, Rochester, New York, happen once again and have as many chances for fans to see soccer as possible.
Yeah, Andrew, that's the goal, and get the word soccer out there. But, you know, again, I'm in the pizza business, and – you know, there's a pizzeria at every corner, and we do really well with it. And I think as a soccer community, we're competing with festivals, we're competing with malls, we're competing with restaurants on Friday and Saturday night. We need to figure out a way to get fans to fall back in love with the game of soccer and not want to go to these other events that are downtown and around the city. And, you know, there's obviously a baseball team in town. How do we get all those fans that do all those things? And it's kind of upsetting me sometimes. I know, like, the Rhinos have a game, and I go to a restaurant, you know, there's 45-minute wait. I go to another restaurant, there's 45-minute wait. You go to the mall, you can't find a parking spot. How do we get all those people to start thinking like they used to think back in the day, let's give up some of this stuff during a Rhino game and now a Lancer game and go support these teams? That's what we need to focus on as a team. And, I talked to David Dworkin. I'm going to do my best to help them behind the scenes with being on our show and doing different things and maybe hopefully contribute with some sponsorship with people that might want to help us out. And we need to work together against the other things that are out there that are distracting from going to soccer.
Well, Blaise Bourgeois is going to be on our show at 7. We'll talk more about some of the fan experience items and the things that will bring the fans to the stadium, in addition to the great play of the Rhinos on the field. So, Sam, we'll have more information on the Lancers as the opener comes up. It's in middle of May as the opening matches, so we'll have you back on. We'll get Doug on and talk more about the men's and women's Lancers. The 50th anniversary of the team is this year, and it's a great time to bring them back. So we appreciate, Sam, that you have done this and your time and effort and financials to make this happen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. You are the official, unofficial historian because you have so much information, man. So please keep it coming. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope Joe feels better soon. And Bobby D's the man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sam. Soccer Sam Fantuso here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, rlancers.com for more information on the men's and women's Lancers. We'll talk more about the Rhinos at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, though, it's Dick Howard, the international pro. We'll talk about Canada hosting the 2026 World Cup potentially with the U.S. and Mexico, and what's going on in the world of soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up their three-match road trip to start the USL regular season this Saturday night at 7 p.m. facing the Charleston Battery. Visit rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos' 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. You can go to the interactive website, which is being updated currently with the latest information on the practice, davidolivodmd.com, or you can call 328-3382 to make an appointment to get your teeth cleaned for a consultation or to find out more about the practice and see if you want to have Dr. Olivo be your new dentist. I'll be going to see him on Wednesday, so hopefully I'll get a clean bill of tooth health. Dick, good evening, and what a big day for Canadian soccer. You got to give us the rundown on this, because the fans in Canada have to be ecstatic that it's, I think, a pretty good chance you'll be seeing the World Cup in Canada in 2026.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's great news on the local scene with the return of the Lancers, and on the international scene with the 2026 World Cup, Andrew, isn't it? It's great.
But how about that?
Definitely a win-win-win for all in CONCACAF, and especially Canada, because we'd never logically host a World Cup as a country, but co-hosting now with Mexico and the USA, tremendous situation, and obviously a lot of excitement being generated already across the country.
Well, something I read, and it actually slipped my mind. Canada has hosted three major FIFA tournaments. They had the under-19 Women's World Cup.
Yeah, 2015 was the Women's World Cup, very successful. 2007, the Under-20 World Cup. 2002, the Women's Under-19 tournament. In 1987, we had the Under-16 FIFA World Cup. And notwithstanding that, 1976, we hosted the Olympics. So certainly a lot of experience with regards to tournament. FIFA, I know, were very impressed, especially with the running of the Women's World Cup in 2015. It was an outstanding event.
I'd forgotten about that Under-17 World Cup. I was at the final at Varsity Stadium as the Soviet Union against Nigeria in that match.
Right,
went all
yeah.
the way to penalties. Right, my friend
yeah,
Gary
I worked
and I
at the TSN television for the tournament. Yep, it's great tournament.
So we're giving
but,
something
no,
away.
No, I think the thing now, of course, the question is, where will the games be played in Canada? Because there'll be two, possibly three venues, and the only two that I can see at the present time are BC Place, which is a turf field, but it can be changed to grass, obviously, which can get a crowd of 54,000 in the stadium. And, of course, our own BMO field here in Toronto, which is 30,000 capacity at the moment, but it could be expanded to 40,000, possibly 45,000. And those would be the two main stadia. The one big stadium in the country, of course, in Edmonton with 56,000, Empire Stadium, but it's a little bit away from the soccer center, so to speak, of Toronto, Vancouver, and, of course, Montreal will say, well, we can host it, but they've just got, unfortunately, the Olympic Stadium from 76 can get 61, 62,000 in it and has been capable of doing that. I've been in some games in recent years, but it would need major, major renovations for it to be the level for FIFA.
First of all, let me mention that just a little preview of what Michael Lewis mentions in his taped interview. They're thinking about hosting, I think, 10 matches in Canada. So it's not an insignificant number. And I would not be surprised, Dick.
10 in Canada, 10 in Mexico, and 60 in the USA. The USA could host it tomorrow because there are some outstanding stadia across the country, you know, and that would be no problem. And I think it's great that the three countries are joining together for the first time ever, of course, bidding for a tournament of this nature.
Absolutely. I have a feeling that people in Montreal will want to get the Olympic Stadium up to par. I think that would be it's obviously a great soccer city.
Yeah,
They've proven they can fill that stadium with the impact.
It's been a white elephant, but who knows, you know, if it could be renovated. I have no idea, but certainly when you get 61,000, 62,000 in with the impact in the campaign in the CONCACAF Champions League, you know, it's a fabulous atmosphere, and as you well know, the fans in Montreal, they're really sophisticated and love the game.
What about the Rogers Centre, Dick? Do you think that they would potentially try to get in there?
No, I think there'd be too many things that, you know, would come into the factor there. Of course, the Blue Jays would not be happy in the first place, and there are, you know, teams playing in the Canadian Football League, but unfortunately all of them have turf fields. They all focus on getting as many people on the 50-yard line as possible and leave the end zones. So I think the only real cities, venues that would come in are the ones I just mentioned.
Interesting. So BMO would have to be expected. I don't think 30,000 would cut it for capacity.
No, it wouldn't. But they can put in at the end. They did for the final game in the Canadian Football League. They had, I think it was close to 38,000 at that game. So it could be expanded at each end, the north and the south ends.
Well, we'll have to see what the Canadian Soccer Federation comes up with, but it's very exciting. And, of course, I hope their match is in Toronto. I want to be able to go see the World Cup. And
we'll make sure you and Joe can come to the games and all the soccer fans in Rochester, Andrew.
Absolutely. Well, we had a big match today in England, we should mention, and more
trouble for Arsenal fan.
Arsene Wenger. You think he's done as the coach after this season? Crystal Palace 3, Arsenal 0. It was an embarrassing loss, and Arsenal now is in serious trouble of missing European soccer next year.
Yeah, well, I don't know their level with them. They've got a couple of games in hand. But no, you've had the Sammers today, haven't you? You had Soccer Sam on, I believe, at the start of the show, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And Big Sam Allardyce doing what he does so well, keeping teams out of the relegation zone. But it was a tremendous performance by Crystal Palace, you know, and a very disappointing Arsenal performance. And as you say, increases the pressure on Arsene Wenger after a result like that.
Well, Crystal Palace beat Chelsea, so they can play when they're on their game. They can beat anybody. So we'll see what happens in the EPL, but certainly the eyes will be on the Champions League quarterfinals. And boy, Juventus and Barcelona, and with the troubles that Barcelona are having right now, you got to think Juventus might be a favorite here. But after what happened with Paris Saint-Germain, both legs are going to be just vital. I mean, Juve is impossible to beat at home, but they're going to need
We know one person who's going to be watching it very closely on Wednesday, and then hopefully be up and about for the game, Joe Siriani. But the thing I look at, Andrew, is this: 21 wins, 9 ties, no defeats at Juventus Stadium. You know, it's just a bastion of invincibility. And it's going to take an exceptional performance by Barca, who are obviously still smarting from that 2-0 defeat in Malaga and the sending off of Neymar. You know, these tough times. So you put your money probably on Juve. And then the other one, of course, Borussia Dortmund, Monaco, is again going to be a fascinating matchup. Two exceptional teams, the youthful Monaco team against the experienced Borussia Dortmund, and that fabulous stadium that they play in, you know, the yellow and black. Yeah, it's just an incredible atmosphere for games in Dortmund, and they, of course, are still smarting from that 4-1 defeat against Bayern at the weekend, aren't they?
Tough defeat there. But of course, Christian Pulisic, the U.S. international, will probably play a major role in that match. Those are the Tuesday matches. Wednesday's matches, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and Real dropped a late point against Atletico, their crosstown rival, and Bayern, as you mentioned, Dick, had a big win over Dortmund, so you got to think Bayern might be the favorite in this tie, but it could really go either way.
Yeah, because the interesting thing, Andrew, is the Carlo Ancelotti factor, because in 2014, he was coaching Real, and they went in and inflicted the heaviest defeat on Bayern, I think, ever, 4-0 in the Allianz Arena, which takes some doing. And now, of course, he's behind the bench for Bayern München. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Two of the icons, really, of European football, aren't they? And then you got the Atletico Madrid-Leicester City game. Who would have thunk that a few months ago?
I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for Leicester. I mean, it's been a tough year for them. They just lost to Everton on the weekend, breaking their...
I'm glad you mentioned that, Andrew. Thank you. Lukaku, goals.
But I think Leicester has a
real... Citizen Park in 2017. So Everton are on a roll at the moment. But Leicester rested a few players, and they obviously will be up for it. And if Schmeichel plays as well as he's played in the game against Seville, it could make for a very interesting game.
Well, I think Leicester is going to be the sentimental favorite for a lot of people. They're the odd team out amongst all these big, major European powers, and I think they have an excellent chance, especially if they can get a close result or maybe a draw, maybe even if they can sneak a win in Madrid. Playing in England, I think, will be a bit different story. And those games are next week, by the way, the return legs. By the way, Thanks to the great use of technology, Mr. Sirianni texted me and said Juve is going to prove that Italian soccer is still good.
Okay, we'll quote him on that. But no, I think we've got some interesting games coming up, Andrew. And as I say, the announcement about the World Cup 2026 bid made for a good day in Canada, Canadian football. The women, you might want to know, they played two games in Europe last week. The Canadian women's national team, they beat Sweden 1-0. And lost to a late goal by Germany in a game of the weekend. So they're getting ready for the upcoming competitions.
That's right. The NWSL starts this week as well. So their players getting tuned up for the start of the Women's League that happens this Saturday. Of course, bittersweet for us here in Rochester with the loss of the Western New York Flash to North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see that. But some late news, Marta playing for the Orlando Pride. So that will help... attendances. What a great player she was. I can remember some of the games when she was playing in Rochester, and an outstanding talent. And the fans in Orlando are going to love her, I'm sure.
Well, Ashlyn Harris and Alex Morgan were her teammates with the Flash in 2011 here in Rochester, so you got to wonder, maybe there was a little bit of influence there, but Orlando certainly had to pay a lot of money to get Marta to come back, because that was the reason she left, is she commands a
giant
salary.
And rightly so, too, you know, given the salaries that the men are getting, and it was good that everything was resolved with the women's national hockey team. They quoted what was happening with the women's national soccer team in the States, and it's great that there's an appreciation finally that women can play and play well and draw great crowds.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, we'll be watching the matches. Should be very interesting, and then we'll have you back on next Monday, Easter Monday. So thanks very much, as always.
Look
forward
to it. And to all the listeners and yourself and Bob and all the staff, happy Easter coming up, Andrew. Don't eat too many Easter eggs.
I'm eating ham. Don't worry about it. Ham and chicken and potatoes and all that good stuff. Thanks a lot.
Great stuff. Talk to you next week.
Bye. See you later. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week on our show with the International Report. Blaise Bourgeois from the Rochester Rhinos coming up next. We'll talk about what you can expect to see at the stadium, some of the new concessions, the promotions that are coming up this season. We'll talk to Blaise about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Season best.
local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia-coos, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
The Rochester Rhinos finish up their three-match road trip to start the USL regular season this Saturday night at 7 p.m. facing the Charleston Battery. Visit rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos 27 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here. Joe Sirianni will hopefully have you back up with us next week. And we're joined now by the Director of Digital Media and Communications for the Rochester Rhinos, and somebody who knows this team as well as anybody. Blaise Bourgeois joins us, and Blaise's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos kick off the home schedule next Saturday, 6:05 at Capelli Sports Stadium against New York Red Bulls 2. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Blaise, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you?
Great. Andrew, how are you? Have you had a chance to enjoy this weather today?
Yeah, I raked some branches with my wife outside. That was about the only chance I
had.
But certainly, I know you guys are just very busy getting ready for the home opener next Saturday against Red Bulls 2. And some of the improvements to the stadium, the concessions, some of the new concessionaires, I'm sure the fans are going to be very excited. And I know one I'm very excited about, a certain barbecue place that's going to be cooking up some of the best food in town. Tell us about that one.
Oh, yeah. So Dinosaur Barbecue's coming into the stadium this year. We're really excited. They're coming in early to smoke up a great variety of products. We got the ribs going. We got wings. We're going to have pulled pork or brisket sandwiches. They're going to be there. The whole stadium's going to smell like barbecue. And then we also have a $2 Jenny Happy Hour going on over at the party deck where, yeah, from the time the gates open to about 15 minutes before kickoff, we're going to have $2 Jenny and Jenny Rice. So we're really excited for the home opener coming up. We can't wait.
So people who can't get into Dinosaur because of the parking or because there's a line out the door, you know, this is the place to go. Go to the Pelley Sports Stadium for the Rhinos home games. You can get your Dinosaur barbecue right there at the stadium and enjoy exciting USL soccer to boot. Yeah, that was a good call.
100%. And now when the Rhinos win a game, the next day you can order Papa John's online and use the promo code RHINO50. And you get 50% off your whole order, which is, I think, just a fantastic deal. We order it at the office all the time. Delicious. Exciting.
Well, definitely a lot of great things happening there. And I know the season tickets are on sale right now. Tell us about how people can get their season tickets.
Yes, yeah, so you can get your season tickets online. They're for sale right now. And for the young ones, we have a $45 season ticket, and they get the home kit for free, and they get discounts for their parents or friends or whoever. They get subscribed to our newsletter and a whole bunch more. So great for the kids. We have a supporters deal as well that you have to call me or email me at bbergeois@rhinosoccer.com. My information's right on the website. Excited to launch that as well. And then season tickets start from just $8 a game. So fantastic event. We have all sorts of local vendors coming into the stadium. And we're actually going to announce some pretty big news tomorrow. So stay tuned.
Ooh. I don't suppose you can break the news here on our show, can you?
I cannot, unfortunately.
Well, be sure to check rhinosoccer.com.
Only for the tease.
Oh, yeah, there's a tease. Tomorrow, some big news coming out of Rhinos camp, and we'll go to rhinosoccer.com to get all the information. So, Blaze, tell us about about the home opener and what the promotions are for the home opener next Saturday.
So, the first 500 fans to walk through the door next Saturday are going to get a free Capelli Sport beanie. Capelli Sport is our outfitter. They're our stadium sponsor now. And I can tell you from wearing their gear that it is just amazing stuff. Usually I think, you know, if it's not Nike, it's not Adidas, it's not legit. But this Capelli Sport apparel is very serious. And we're going to be launching our team store as well any day now. So you Rhino fans awesome. Will be able to pick up all your needs for the season, your jerseys, your jackets, and we have a whole bunch more accessories for you this year. It's going to definitely be a more expanded selection than in years past.
Absolutely. So let everybody know also the Red Bulls 2 game next Saturday. The following Saturday, the Charlotte Independents will come into town. Certainly a team that's played against the Rhinos and been very tough opponents for the Rhinos. That's Saturday the 29th of April at 6:05. So, Blaze, your expertise is in the digital area. Tell everybody what's going to be going on for the fans from your perspective, from a digital experience, YouTube, Facebook, all the social media.
Sure. So anybody that's been on the social media or following the Rhinos on social media, I'm sure by now in the last couple months has noticed that we are extremely more active than in years past. And that's been a big focus for us this year. We definitely want to help bring in the millennial crowd, but we also want to, you know, keep the fans informed in ways that they haven't in the past. In the past, you know, there might be a couple games you don't even know what's going on except for the final score. And now this year, in, you know, collaboration with USL Productions, you have access to watch every single match, home and away, live on YouTube and USL Match Day, or you can watch the replays on the YouTube channel. And from what we're doing, I've been on the road this year providing Snapchat access for behind the scenes and field access of each game. Just came back from Toronto last night, actually. And we just want to promote the message, promote the players, promote the team, and just restore the hope of the Rhinos fans that, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're here to stay. Awesome. We just have to get that fandom back to the way it used to be, create Rhinos 2.0. That's our standpoint right now. Everybody at the front office, mostly everybody is new, but and really experienced. You know, we have Mark Washoe. He comes from DC United for many years, over 20 years of soccer experience. We have Scott Miller, who's been with New York City Football Club and DC United. He's got almost 15 years of MLS experience, and
yeah, every person in the front office
is a soccer body.
Absolutely. So, it's going to be a great season for the Rhinos. And, of course, this Saturday, Charleston, 7 p.m. on the road. You can watch it on the Rhinos YouTube channel. Next Saturday, you got to be at Capelli Sports Stadium. It's New York Red Bulls, too. The 2015 champs against the 2016 champs. Going to be a better home opener. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Blaze, thanks so much for being with us on the show tonight.
Oh, not a problem. And also, the 22nd will be Section 5 Appreciation Night, so all the champions are going to be celebrated at halftime. So
support your local soccer,
support your local sports, support your Rhinos.
Okay. Thanks, Blaze. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care, Andrew.
Bye-bye. Blaze Bourgeois, the Director of Digital Media Communications for the Rochester Rhinos. Up next, we'll hear a taped interview we did earlier this afternoon with Michael Lewis talking about the 2026 World Cup bid of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up their three-match road trip to start the USL regular season this Saturday night at 7 p.m. facing the Charleston Battery. Visit rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos' home opener is next Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos' 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you tonight by Claridge Design Center, located in Chi-Lai at 3240 Chi-Lai Avenue, part of the Acavangelo family businesses. Call 889-5800 or go to ClarideGedesignCenter.com to get your bathroom, your kitchen remodeled, if you want some work done on your house to make it beautiful for spring and summer. Definitely give Claridge Design Center a call. We highly recommend them here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, it's been a busy day for you. What a day for you at soccer.
A very busy day, but more importantly, it's an important step forward for U.S. soccer. Historic three-country bid for the 2026 World Cup, which was bolstered by the fact that the Donald Trump White House gave its blessing. And we all know the political ramifications of what's happened in the past. Sunil says he's more concerned about the future, not what has been said in the past. Sunil Gulati, the U.S. soccer president I'm talking about. And I think it's a major step forward. And I have to say, yes, I am biased. I'm an American. I would love to see the World Cup here again. But I think the bid between the three countries will be virtually perfect, if not perfect. And I'd like to think that FIFA, in its great wisdom, will select the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. It's got a few years to go, but we'll see.
Well, I was looking at the potential opponents, and really the only one that's come out so far is Morocco, because it can't be in Asia because it's going to be in Qatar. Europe's not going to have a bid, and neither is South America. So really, it's almost a slam dunk. It's also been the longest time for any confederation to host the World Cup's been CONCACAF, because that last time it was the 94 U.S. World Cup. So might as well mark it down, I think.
You know, Morocco has been trying to host the World Cup since the 1994 event. It was one of the bidders against the United States back then, along with Brazil. At that time, they had one or two world-class stadiums. They were told they were going to need 8, 9, or 10. Now it's a different World Cup, man. Now you need probably at least a dozen. And quite frankly, between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, you've got not a dozen, but dozens. So I'd be surprised if Morocco or any country will beat out the U.S.
So tell us about the event, Michael. It was held at the World Trade Center. What was the crowd like? What were some of the questions that were asked?
Well, I have to admit, I was all, because quite frankly, I had never been to the original World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, one of my first in life. So being in the observatory area, seeing all of New York City, and heck, you could see from that area, you could see Red Bull Arena and the MetLife Stadium. And it's an amazing sight. I was in awe. And I'm not trying to sound like a commercial for it, but if you have the opportunity, if you're ever in New York, well, I mean you and our listeners, I would say make an effort to go up to the observatory if you can, or as high as you can, because it was, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I don't get awed by very much. This time I did, and I'll never forget it. As for the ceremony, pretty basic
press conference. Alexi Lalas ran the show, and then the three Federation presidents talked about the bid, and they took questions. It took about 45 minutes or so. Pretty routine, but lots of information.
Now, you mentioned that was one of my questions was going to be the potential roadblock of the other countries in the world and the political situation, but you mentioned at the beginning Donald Trump's White House has approved this bid, so I think that hopefully will go a long way to getting some countries outside of CONCACAF on board for this World Cup bid.
I'll say this. I did hear the word political. Regardless of what's happening now, World Cup is in 2026. There'll be another administration in the White House by then, and I don't think that's going to affect things down the line.
So, Michael, did they mention anything about logistics across three countries hosting a World Cup? I've heard rumors that Mexico would open the World Cup at the Azteca, the final would be at the Rose Bowl, Canada may get a semifinal match. Have they talked at all about that?
I think nothing specific except that the final will be in the United States. The quarterfinals on will be played in the U.S. Mexico will get 10 games, Canada will get 10 games, and the United States will get the bulk of the matches at 60. Beyond that, I don't recall, so just gonna have to see.
Okay, that's interesting news. So the U.S. will get the vast majority of the matches, which I guess is not surprising considering the brand new stadiums that are certainly going to be part of this World Cup bid that have been built for the NFL. So I can understand why the U.S. will get most of the matches.
United States, no one can do marketing better than anyone else. And the way soccer interest is right now, and Lord knows how it's going to grow in the next decade. But right now, my gut feeling is if you put tickets for sale right now, by midnight tonight, they'd be sold out two times over. I mean, I think the demand is going to be great and ridiculous. And I'd like to see what sort of plans they're going to have for the ticket sales back then. So I just think the U.S. is a perfect spot. It could have been the solo host, but, you know, I think it'll work out well. For Canada and Mexico, Canada will get a chance to host a World Cup, maybe only 10 games, but sometimes one part of the loaf is better than none.
Where do you think the final will be held? Because I'm thinking the Rose Bowl is not a slam dunk. You've got MetLife Stadium, you've got AT&T Stadium in Dallas, which would be the largest stadium that could host it, at least at this point. I think it's a toss-up at this point where the final would be.
You know, yeah, the Rose Bowl is sort of like old school, and I'd be surprised at this juncture if it wound up being the final game again. MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, a good, solid stadium, and I think that would be in the mix. And quite frankly, though, the world's, to me, the world's largest stadium, I've tried to walk AT&T Stadium, and it's... It seemingly goes on forever. I've heard you could put MetLife Stadium inside it with miles to spare. I would put it there just because it's in a different place. It's more modern, and it seats 100,000 people. And, you know, yeah, I know it's a roof, but you know, you could do magical things with grass. So my hope for soccer in general, I'd like to see it in Arlington, Texas, AT&T Stadium.
Well, it's going to certainly be some great bidding wars going on for these matches. With all the new stadiums, brand new stadium in Atlanta is going to be incredible. The new stadium in Las Vegas for the Raiders, I mean, that's going to be a state-of-the-art stadium. And, of course, you throw in maybe Michigan Stadium, Ann Arbor, where the Wolverines play. That holds 106,000 people. That would be a tremendous venue, I think, for the World Cup.
No doubt about it. The fun thing is, I don't think any of the candidates or potential candidates that you mentioned are slam dunk, finalists. That's the best thing about this. There's so much from which to choose, and if they don't wind up being the final, maybe the semifinal or quarterfinals or a round of 16 games. There are so many different possibilities, and you're going to see communities trying to sell themselves in so many different ways when and if the U.S. does, when the U.S., Canada, and Mexico do get the World Cup. They'll try to sell themselves to convince the World Cup Organizing Committee to be one of the venues, and we don't know how many venues there are going to be in the three countries. I asked that question, and Sunil said that has not been determined yet.
Well, of course, you're doing your job, Michael. I knew you'd ask the right questions, but I know you have a very busy evening going on, and we wish you and your family a very happy Passover, and we will talk more about the Major League Soccer situation, and we didn't even mention the Lancers. I know you certainly have comments on that, but let's save that till next week. This is the big news of the day, so thanks very much for being on the show with us, Michael, and covering this, and you, best to you and your family.
Thank you very much, and listen, have a happy Easter, and to all the listeners out there, a happy Passover and Easter to everyone.
Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
And thanks, everybody, for listening to the show tonight. Thanks to Blaise Bourgeois of the Rhinos and Soccer Sam for being with us. Rhinos at Charleston Saturday, 7 p.m. Home opener next Saturday, New York Red Bulls 2605-454-KICK to get your tickets. Thanks to Dick Howard, of course, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.